Okay, my friends, welcome to week four of the WCGA AM 1100 presentation by me, your host, Marshall Wood, just an old guy, 74, used to fly Air Force jets and commercial airplanes, but of nothing more than everyday Joe stature. As your host, welcome back to what will be the fourth and final in the four series in April of why WCGA can be the agent of great reawakening for America. One little old radio station right here on St. Simon's Island in southeast Georgia with a broadcast footprint currently, though we hope it's going to expand by your efforts, from just south of Savannah to just the north parts of Jacksonville and westward, you know, 40 or so miles. But that little AM radio station, by the grace of God, and if He permits, can turn into a great juggernaut. And it's going to be the folks like you who are listening, who resonate to the message, and who take action to make that happen. And if it doesn't happen, then, well, we'll just be part of all those who stood back and did nothing as America continued her fatal slide into oblivion. And I can tell you, the man speaking to you right now behind this microphone, though he's an everyday Joe, did a lot of study on the subject since the late 80s and have come to the conclusion firmly and academically that all nations have failed for the same reason, and America, because of that historical precedent, without some immediate action, is now in its final days. Yes, days possibly. And I wrote a book, and I'm not selling books on the radio, so I'm not even going to tell you the title right now, but it was released 9 years ago. And I go back and I read it now, having felt then that we were on the vector toward destruction like every other great culture has before us, that some of the things that I wrote disturb even me because I understand the reality of it. America is in some trouble. And so in this first portion of the fourth and final show, we're going to talk a little bit about some pretty tough things. But I want to remind you that I speak under the auspices, permission and the grace, of WCGA and its owners, Wes and D. Cox. And my words are their words, except where they're edited out for FCC purposes and other things where I cross a line. But we are simpatico. And so this first hour is going to cover some very interesting things that will be rooted in Scripture. But before I begin, I want to point out something. A couple of people have said, "Hey, Woody, you said that you're going to have, you know, four programs in April, but April's got five Saturdays. What are you going to do between that last program that you'll do on the fourth Saturday with one left and the beginning of your next informational program that will begin on the 1st of May? What are you going to do, Woody? Did you forget something?" No. This fifth week is going to be very, very interesting, and my voice won't be part of it. Well, some, but not much. We're going to do something that you'll find unique, and I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. But Wes will tease it and explain it when the time comes. But look forward to the fifth week of April, the 29th, when this hour that you're listening to now is going to be filled with some special programming, local programming. Enough said. Okay, we move on with the first part of the fourth week of the April programming that asks the question, why WCGA? Meaning, why do we think a little radio station like this can create the great reawakening that we purpose to do? Well, I'm going to talk in this hour about the evil that has overcome America, and I'm going to put in very scriptural terms. And I'm going to do it very simply from the book of Proverbs. A lot of folks overlook the book of Proverbs. They think it's just a bunch of wise sayings and some not so wise sayings and some contradictions, they say, when, you know, answer a fool according to his folly, answer not a fool according to his folly. Okay, what do I do? Well, there's a deep meaning in that, but that's a subject for another time. But today I'm going to read to you Proverbs chapter 6, and I'm going to read 16 through 19. And as I read, I want you to think about the things I talked about last week, about those that occupy the positions of power in America at the executive, legislative, and even in a portion of the judicial branches. Now, folks, this is the Word of God. Oh, Woody, Proverbs is a bunch of... No, Proverbs is the Word of God, and I hold Proverbs in special reverence, and I believe that every proverb is really a micro-encapsulation of a key doctrine or a key statement found elsewhere in the Bible. It's just a pithy version of a deep truth. And I see this big time in what I'm about to read to you. And I want you to think about those leading our country with a D in their name, Democrats, or a C for cockroach. No, I'm not supposed to say that. Anyway, here, Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. There are six things that the Lord hates. Well, there's actually seven, or an abomination. You hear that word? Abomination to him. The first, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, children at trans parties, feet that be swift in running to mischief, and here's the last one, think about the top of our government, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord amongst brethren. Is this nation divided? Why is it divided? Is it divided because men have spoken lies about truth and about what America stands for and about where America should go and who should be venerated and who should be not listened to? It's an abomination to sow discord amongst brethren. I'm going to flip back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. This applies to you. This applies to me. This is what Dee and Wes intend this station to do. And if we do it right, we will have 3,136 people that will step forward and say, we will stand for truth. We will stand with you, and we will fight for what is right. Hear 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Okay, I'm not turning this program today into a sermon, but the point is, in my view, in Wes's view, and therefore the view of WCGA, the foundation of everything we do is the Word of God. Whether you're a believer or not, for us that's axiomatic truth. We stand on that. We stand on the Word of God. And the Word of God says, as we said in a previous program, you don't kill babies. You don't tell lies. You don't sow discord amongst brethren. What's the purpose of WCGA? And why are we stupid enough to believe that a little tiny station like this can actually have a major impact? That a little tiny station like this can actually be responsible for creating a reawakening of dying America? Because we apply biblical principle. We have, I hope, 3,136 people who believe the same thing, who will stand up and do everything that they can legally to make the point that America is dying, we need to do something about it, and the something about it is returning to our roots, based in the Judeo-Christian ethic. That's what WCGA stands for, and that's what we're teaching. Join us on the backside of this break. We'll continue the conversation. God bless you and thank you.